My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me now and we will explore these topics and so much more with fascinating guests, authors, and experts who will guide us to Destination Unlimited. Humanity is in a spiritual crisis. The decline of organized religion has caused millions of people to feel disconnected from spirituality, and the pandemic has exacerbated the loneliness and disconnect. Where may we turn for strength, guidance, and inspiration? It turns out we don't have to look so far. My guest this week on Destination Unlimited, my dear friend Agape Stassinopoulos, says our inner guidance is like a wireless network. It's invisible, but it is available everywhere that we are. We just need to enter the password, and the password is prayer. Agape is a best-selling author and speaker who inspires audiences around the world. She's the author of Wake Up to the Joy of You and Unbinding the Heart, A Dose of Greek Wisdom, Generosity, and Unconditional Love. She was trained in London at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art and received her master's degree in psychology from the University of Santa Monica. Her website is wakeuptothejoyofyou.com, and she joins me this week to share her just-published new book, Speaking with Spirit, 52 Prayers to Guide, Inspire, and Uplift You. Please join me in welcoming back to Destination Unlimited, my dear friend, Agape Stassinopoulos. Welcome, Agape.
Thank you so much, my dear Victor. So good to be with you again. It's been too long.
It's been really long. The last time you were on was 2017 when Wake Up to the Joy of You was published. That was a long time ago.
Oh, my God. Yes. And there I remember clearly. Sitting on my couch, now I'm back at the New York apartment, and having such a wonderful conversation with you. But Victor, what a different world we had then, didn't we? Oh my God.
Absolutely. It's a very different time.
Such a different time, and so challenging from so many aspects of our lives. And as I was saying to you just before we started, I have such compassion for what we are all going through, you know, it's everybody's challenged with something.
Absolutely. And your new book is called Speaking with Spirit, 52 Prayers to Guide, Inspire, and Uplift You. And we'll talk about that shortly. But for listeners meeting you for the first time, please share your path and how it led to your calling and the wonderful work that you do.
Oh, my goodness. Am I going to do my little life story of Agape?
Do the life story of Agape for us, yes, please.
In a very abbreviated form, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes, I was born and raised in Athens, Greece. I was educated in London at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts and moved to Los Angeles to do a movie, to star in a movie. And as fate and destiny would have it, the movie did not work out, but God had another plan for me, which was to really awaken to my own soul. I was 23. I was in Los Angeles, a young actress with dreams and hopes and aspirations, away from my family. And through hours of yoga, actually, I remember 3 hours of yoga every day, and meditation, reading every spiritual book I could find and devour, through the autobiography of a yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda, a book that has awakened many people, I was drawn to an enlightening experience of re-remembering that I was a child of God. It was a moment that I describe pretty much in every book I've written, Unbinding the Heart, which was my life story, Wake Up to the Joy of You, and this new book, Speaking with Spirit. I believe this was a moment of grace. And from then on, I dedicated myself to the spiritual path. I found my teacher in Los Angeles, John Roger, through the movement of spiritual inner awareness. I met him through a friend who introduced me to him, and I never looked back. After that, it was my path, my journey, and I went through many seminars, many spiritual retreats, and ended up going to study psychology at the University of Santa Monica in Santa Monica, and that led me to do a one-woman piece work on the Greek archetypes, the Greek goddesses. I wrote books about the Greek gods, their myths. I did a one-woman show. I performed it. I went all around the world and found my calling and my spark of the love for storytelling. And at some point later in my life, obviously, I was asked to write a book about my journey. And that became the Unbinding the Heart book. What happened at that moment, I think it was 2012, I started what I call my life's work, which was to unconditionally share my heart, my joy, my passion, my story to help other people awaken into their heart. And it's been an extraordinary journey. I cannot even tell you how profoundly grateful I am because it's so connected to who I am, what I teach, what I share, what I share with others and inspire others is really my me. It's really my heart, my soul. It comes from a very human level of sharing my challenges and how I overcame them and how I found God and spirituality and my beloved in the spirit and how I started to weave the spirit in my everyday life. And that's what I wanted most of all to share with people in my work and make it very, very human because I feel we are all made really out of the same cloth, and as each one of us awakens into a truth and finds something, we have a responsibility to share it with our fellow humans.
Your brand new book, which just came out, Speaking with Spirit, 52 Prayers to Guide, Inspire, and Uplift You. What inspired that book?
Oh, I love that book, Victor. I love that book. That book came out yesterday, and I'm so excited. And I just love even how it looks. It's all purple and gold, you know. It actually was very interesting because after Wake Up to the Joy of You, my last book, 52 Meditations for a Calmer and Happier Life, I kept thinking, well, so you know how it is as a writer. You go, wait, what am I going to write next? I have no idea. I didn't have a clue. And I've been a meditator. I do spiritual exercises. I commune with the spirit and God. And I believe very much in the power of prayer for other people, like other people praying for you and me praying for other people and evoking the spirit, the light, what I call, you know. And I do that a lot with my friends, my spiritual peers, my community, but I also do it with strangers. I mean, strangers meaning I can meet someone and they can start telling me they're having a problem, and I say, well, let's call in the light and let's ask for the divine light to be there. And I feel that when we ask for the presence, and I've had many, many experiences, it comes in. When we ask with our heart and our intention, and the light is always there because the light is always there. So one day, I have a dear friend who was publishing a book about health, and she was here at my apartment, and she brought me her book, and I said to her, "Let's do a blessing on your book so that it goes out with a high vibration." And spirit, so that those who are in need of the book, they'll find it, and let's bless the pages and the message. So she said, what a good idea. So we put our hands on the book and we blessed it, and we asked for a blessing, and we said, basically, I said, let this book and the author be charged with love and no pressure about promoting it, or, you know, the pressure that you can have when you have a new book out, you want it to do well, and you can really deplete yourself from the pressure, you know. And I said, let's just charge it so that the message will be received by those who need to hear it, that it's about health. And this light came in like a laser beam, and she cried, and I cried, and I felt, oh my God, this is so powerful. And right there at that moment, I got this intuition that if we really did that in our lives, on an ongoing basis, you know, going on a meeting, going to catch a flight, going to see a friend, starting a new project, going on a date, going to a doctor's appointment, accompanying someone to a doctor's appointment, having a wedding, an engagement. I mean, endless situations in our daily life, right, Victor? Endless situation. And if we basically by ourselves, with someone else, at every moment, we just asked for that light. We won't feel alone. We won't feel left in our own devices. Like, I have a presence. So it's not the presence when I meditate, or I do spiritual exercises, or I do yoga, or I exercise, or it's an ongoing thing. I can access that anytime with anything. There's nothing small, there's nothing big, there is nothing trivial. It's my life, and I can use it and access it. And at that moment, I thought, I want to write a book about prayer,
yes,
about how to use it. And that's exactly how it came to me.
That's wonderful the way this came to you. And I'm sure this was a divine inspiration, as all of your works have been. Prayer is something that is unique to each faith. And even within respective faiths, many have a different approach to prayer. What does prayer mean to you?
Prayer to me is really a tool. It is a hand that opens the latch of the gate to come in so you can enter the garden. That's the symbology that comes to me. So that it is actually a key to open the door. And imagine that all of us have that inner door, that to our garden, our inner garden. I call it the portable paradise, that place that is connected. And then we have our personalities, our thoughts, our emotions, the physical manifestation of who we are, the physical, the body, the everything in the material world that takes us away from that awareness. It's always there, you know, like your breath. It's always there. But if I say to you right now, Victor, focus on your breath. And your listeners, our listeners here, I would say to you, focus on your breath. Take a deep breath and exhale. And again, just take a deep, long, slow breath. And feel that breath relaxed, filling you in, embracing you. And so you come present and you feel your breath coming in. Just be aware of your breath. Do nothing. Just turn your attention into your breath. So already you feel more connected, don't you?
Absolutely.
So we've been talking, let's say, for 10 minutes, but we didn't focus on our breath. We were focusing on what we're saying. But then I said, stop and focus on your breath. In the same way, prayer is like, okay, Victor, Agape, people who are listening, stop and focus on this light coming in this moment in your life. Whatever you're doing, you might be doing the dishes or cleaning the floor or doing emails or writing to your colleagues about something. Stop and ask for the light. Is that prayer? Yes, I ask for the light to come in, to fill me, surround me, protect me. And work with me in this activity and be with me, guide me. If it is something that I need answer to or clarification, should I do this, should I do that? I ask for the light to come in. I stop my worry. I stop my, you know, when they say, stop overthinking it. Just bring the light in, and the light, the inner wisdom, that's what the light is. The higher power, whatever we want to call it, Victor, right?
That's absolutely true and absolutely beautiful. But some feel that prayer should be relegated to their worship services or to occasions where prayer is mandated. How does one begin a daily prayer practice?
You know, I feel there is almost like a division, you know, like there are the religious people who have a practice, a tradition. They go to church or they gather in their community or they have a practice of a faith. And you know, part of a religious practice. And there are so many different ones. And then there are those people who meditate, and they're the meditators, and they practice meditation, and they have a spiritual practice of that kind. And then there are those who say, I don't know who I am in terms of, I don't have a religion, I'm none. I have, you know, nuns. There are many, a big percentage of people now, and a lot of young people who say, I'm none. And I wanted in this book to address those people, to say that we don't have a particular faith to pray. You know, my mother was not a religious woman. We didn't really go to church. She didn't embrace the church, but she was unbelievably grounded in her spirituality. Mm. And that's where I got a lot of my outlook and my consciousness and my teachings, really, because my mother had a fundamental belief that life was for you and that the life force, and you know, she faced the Second World War, she fought the Germans as a nurse. She has an amazing story that I put in my book where the Nazis marched in the Red Cross and she spoke German and got up and said to them, put down your guns, it's German, we are Red Cross, you cannot shoot here. And she saw three Nazis put down their guns when she told them, and she said to me, let me tell you something. When you see, you face the Nazis and they listen to you, you get the force and the life that lives inside of you. So she said, no matter what I faced in my life, financial difficulties, father was unfaithful to her. And I'll tell you about my father in a minute. She said, I know who is there with me. I know life is with me. That's what she would talk about. So I'm not going to be scared because I don't have money to pay the rent, you know, because life is for me. So I'm not going to be afraid because I have to go to London to take my children because she wanted us to study in England. There was this visceral force and belief, Victor. And so that to me was her prayer. You know, I mean, she didn't pray by the traditional way of whatever prayer is, but she would focus her love, her attention, her soul to what she wanted to create for her daughters. And it was miraculous, miraculous. It was really like seeing someone turning water into wine, you know.
Yeah. You were blessed with a wonderful, wonderful mother.
Exactly. And so I feel I want to shower other people with that faith. So I want to address right now, Victor, the people who say to me, and I've had many of those people, Agapi, you had a mother like that. She raised you. Of course, you followed up in these teachings of, and you know, her soul and my soul too is a very old soul. So I came in with a big calling in my life. But I have people who say to me, I don't believe in God. I don't think there's anyone there for me. good for you that you believe, and you, good for you that you pray and things happen, or you feel a connection. So I have an experience that I described in the book, Victor, when I talk about and I say, there's a girl, a wonderful friend at a dinner when in LA at our home. She had been fired from her job as a newscaster. Her boyfriend, after 7 years, had left, and her mother was very sick. And Ariana, I remember, it was a little friend's dinner at our home, and Ariana said to me, let's call this girl Jennifer. She said to me, could you talk to Jennifer and help her and maybe pray with her or something like that? So I went up to her, and she told me, and I said, you know, Jennifer, do you pray? And she says, I don't know who to pray to. I said, well, look, let's just pray to your 36 trillion cells who are making you right now, who are creating you. And we have no idea how this is happening, but there is a life force in you that's breathing you, that's bringing you life. Let's pray to that. And said, are you open? And she said, yes. I said, give me your hands. I took her hands, held her hands, and called in the spirit and called in the light. And I said, we ask just for a blessing for our beloved Jennifer, so that this difficulty in her life right now, the way she feels stuck and the way she feels alone, can be transformed. Show her that she's not alone, and give her signs that she can walk out of here today with a new, renewed faith, with a trust to herself, to her gifts, to knowing that there is love and that her mother is blessed with the health, and that most of all, she's strong, and that she is confident that she is loved, embraced, and that she can go on and find a new path for herself. So, whatever the words, I'm just making them up, but you get what I'm saying. I just, from my heart, shower her with that spirit. The spirit in me knows the spirit in her. So her spirit in her awakened at that moment. And what happened is she started to cry and she said, nobody has ever done this. She was 47. In my 47 years, nobody has ever done that for me, Agape. And that, I feel, my friends who are listening to us, is the power in each one of you. It's not just in Agape or in Victor or in so and so, in Thich Nhat Hanh or Deepak Chopra, or you know, the wonderful teachers out there, Eckhart Tolle, and you know, these wonderful teachers who are showering us. It's in you, but you got to get there and come into a place of saying, you know, I don't know, I don't really believe it, but hey, I'm gonna give it a go. I'm gonna take some time, show me. Listen, I'm like a child that doesn't know, but show me. And please access it. I'm telling you the story of my mother because she accessed it through fighting the Germans. My father was in the concentration camps. He wasn't Jewish, but as a journalist, as a young 25-year-old journalist, writing against the Germans, the Gestapo in Athens, Greece, they arrested him. Victor, he survived the camps for a year and a half. He came back and he said, and he survived and he wrote books and he became a brilliant economist in Greece. I mean, this was pretty extraordinary trauma my father suffered, obviously. But he used to say to me every night at my little camp cabin, I saw the vision of what Greece can be, and I tapped into that vision, and I kept writing my book that he had to complete my book. So he said to me, this was my prayer. You see, we pray in many different ways. You, my friends, pray the way you want to pray. There is no manual. Sorry, there is no manual. The Catholics pray like the Catholics pray, and the Christians pray like the Christian, and the Jewish prays like the, and the agnostics pray like an agnostic. You know? And the meditators pray like you. I pray like Agape prays. I pray loud, and I pray with my Greekness, And I ask and I pray and I cry.
My guest is my dear friend, Agape Stassinopoulos. Her brand new book, Speaking with Spirit, 52 Prayers to Guide, Inspire, and Uplift You. Agape, please tell our listeners where they can get your book and find out more about you.
Yes, you can get my book any bookstores you would like to. You can go online and get it from all the online stores that we all know and love. You can actually get it from independent bookstores if you support them. It's available everywhere that books are sold. And if you are going to wakeuptothejoyofyou.com, you can see my book right up there. You can order it right now. And you can also follow me on Instagram, Agape Sees. And when you get the book, which I hope you will, please post a picture, share it with your friends, and let's get this message out to every human being so we can empower, inspire, and uplift each other.
And we'll be back with more of Agape after these words on the Om Times Radio Network.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this week, my dear friend Agape Stassinopoulos, talking about her brand new book, Speaking with Spirit, 52 Prayers to Guide, Inspire, and Uplift You. We're talking about how prayer in this book manifested for you.
Well, what happened is I had this deadline, obviously this contract to write this book by Penguin Random House, which did my last book. And so the pandemic came, exactly March 14th, 2020. We went back to Los Angeles at our home there with my sister and my nieces, and we thought we'd be there for a month. And of course, we ended up staying there a year and a half. And during that time, I had to write this book. And what happened to me is that I was having a very, very, very hard time. And I think people would relate who are extroverts. People who are introverts might have thought, this is my ideal of heaven. But for me, it was like I felt totally exiled. I could not see my friends. I couldn't interact with them. I couldn't go for a coffee. I couldn't go to the supermarket. I mean, you know the story. It was like a real lockdown. And it went on and on. And even after the vaccines, everything, you know, we all had to really watch very carefully and who we interacted with. And basically, I felt like my wings had been clipped. I couldn't comprehend it. I could not understand that this was happening. I couldn't move into acceptance. And what happened in writing this book, I found a place inside of me that I went deeper into the spirit. I went into the compassion, into the kindness, into the loving, and within, into the silence, Victor, into going for walks and looking up to the trees and really realizing that these trees that were around in the streets and in my garden had been there way before me and would be there way past me. So that there was a rhythm and a timelessness, and there was an eternity, and there was an opening of my consciousness that was happening, that was deepening, that was profound. So a lot of the prayers were being poured out of me. They're poured, I mean, literally, the prayers in this book are very much unedited. I mean, they came to me and I poured them out, and my editor hardly did any edits. The stories we edited, of course. I mean, the preface itself had 12 drafts because I wanted to sum up how we can redefine prayer as a daily 24/7 action and a practice that awakens us, that it's a gift given to us, and that if we align ourselves in that reverence of our lives, we will know who is there with us. And it's an awesome connection. And I feel you have to step into some kind of, not some kind, you have to step into the worthiness of this. You know, you have to feel, I am worthy to receive this light, this guidance, this presence. I'm worthy to receive God.
Absolutely. You know, I share with you that experience. One of my great lessons during this period has been finding beauty in the simple things that I overlooked when I was occupied with the busyness of business. So I completely identify with what your experience has been.
Like what? Give me an example.
I was able to walk into my backyard and commune with birds and squirrels who've been there forever, but I didn't know them until I started joining and feeling them. I started grounding myself in this wonderful, wonderful earth and feeling that connection between heaven and earth and spirit and just things that I missed because I was so busy working and in business.
Yes, yes. And marvel at the birds, right?
Absolutely. I had daily conversations with squirrels.
Oh my God! How are they doing?
They're doing quite fine, and they enjoy the wonderful hazelnuts that I feed them. So they're doing.
Oh my
great.
God! Oh my God, Victor, that's adorable. Yeah, that's adorable.
Let's talk a little bit more about the daily practice of prayer. How important are both gratitude and forgiveness in this practice?
Oh, enormous, because so many times, you know, we live in judgments and we live in the judgments of ourselves. I don't know what we judge ourselves so much about, but I think we all have this shoulds, you know, we should do better, we should know better, and I think basically we're all afraid to really give up control, which we don't really have. But this practice of letting go of the control and moving into the some sweet surrender. You know, remember that song, I think is by John Denver, Sweet Surrender? And you move into the sweet surrender. And that's what prayer can take you. You know, it's just like you start to ride a wave. You go with a wave, hopefully not go under the wave.
You mentioned being afraid of surrendering, and fear has really come to the fore during the last couple of years, fear of uncertainty. Talk about fear.
I have to tell you, I think fear rules so much of our lives. It can be so real, and I think, and I love to have the conversation with you, and maybe I will even read a little bit of the fear chapter, because, you know, there's so much. Even my book, the chapter is called You're Bigger Than Your Fear, I think. And I think the way I see it is that if you can name it, it doesn't have authority over you. So for me, it's like when fear comes up, and right now, you know, with the pandemic and the new variant and everything, fear comes up a lot, and the uncertainty, and it's unconscious, and it's in the dream state, and it's conscious, and it's just like, I don't know how you experience it, Victor, and I love to know how people experience it, but it can paralyze you, you know? And I think, basically, we are afraid to really let go, and because we're so over-identified with the body, with this form, with this personality, with our identity in the world. So we are so identified with that, and we are not really identified with the soul of who we are. We are not identified with the transcendent being, with the other side of the light being of who we are, of the invisible. We do not identify with that because we do not see it. So we identify, and yet we know in our heart of hearts that this is not who we are, and that this will dissolve and go. I mean, I saw both my parents die. I was there when they took their last breath. And I know that I feel their presence. I know that they live in spirit, but their bodies, the way I've known them and related to them, is gone. So we know that we too won't exist one day the way we know ourselves. And that's terrifying. I mean, you wake up every day and you are you, and you work as you, and you do your day as you. And then one day this you that you know is gone.
Yeah.
So unless you have taken time in your day, in your life, to start working in this transformation, which is a big commitment, and say, there is more to me than this. Then you are going to live in fear. Tell me how you see it.
Honestly, I think I'm a little bit of a one-off here because I'm not afraid. I can honestly say that I have no fear of living or dying, and that fear has never been a component part of the last 40 years. I've learned so much on the spiritual realm.
How did you get there?
It's just a number of wonderful synchronicities have happened in my life, and every time I recognize the presence of a divine operation taking place, that there's a divine order, and that this divine order has presented itself to me, and each time I had three choices. I could either disregard it, I could file it away for later, or I could run with it. And every time I ran with it, it always worked out.
Well, but let me ask you, aren't you, you're married to a beautiful woman whom we both love, and are you afraid that something might happen to her and she might die before you?
I don't look at it that way because I've already suffered loss of that nature. I had a relationship that I had a loss with. And so I don't look at it that way. And rather than looking at it that way, I look at it with gratitude for every day that we share together and all of the wonderful things we do together in life.
Well, that's amazing. So you don't worry about people you love dying because you don't think about it, right?
Because I know that death is not final.
Okay, very good. So you know that. I'm not afraid. It's not so much I'm afraid of how I'm dying. I would die.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of getting sick. I'm afraid of aging. I do deal with this, and I'm working my process, and I want to with our audience, with our listeners, to just have compassion for people who feel that way.
Absolutely.
And also, for people who might feel they're liberated. But I definitely, I don't like the thought of being dependent. I don't know of what could be happening. You never know what could happen to you.
Absolutely.
And that unknown, I don't like that unknown, But
I subscribe to the, I think Brian Tracy said this, we can't always control what happens to us, but we can control the way we respond to it. And I respond to everything with a sense of acceptance and grace. And that's how I live my life.
That's beautiful. I'm going to clone you.
Let's take some time to talk about some of the specific prayers that you offer in the book. You have wonderful prayers. Many are struggling with getting sufficient sleep and relaxation during this time. Do you have a prayer for sleep?
Oh, yes. Is that the one that says how to put your day to rest, right?
Absolutely. How to put your day to rest.
Page 52. I allow myself to lie my body down, to take a deep, long, slow breath, and exhale the day away. I did the best I could with all that was on my plate. There were no catastrophes, no earthquakes, nothing that shook the earth except what happened in my mind. So now I let my mind rest and unravel and discard what didn't go my way, and give myself permission to soften my heart and take in the good. Whatever is stuck, hurt or unfulfilled, let it be dissolved in the grace of the night. In my dreams, show me, guide me, and instruct me on everything I need solutions for, and help me open the channel to receptivity so that I may receive my wisdom, my soulfulness, and my power to create the life I want for me and those I love. Show me in my dreams that I am not alone, that I may always be guided. Let me put the day to rest and sleep in perfect harmony. So be it. Oh, I love this prayer. So sweet. I hope I put some people to sleep.
I don't think so, and I think that's really beautiful. Now, a person gets their night's sleep, and they wake up in the morning back into this world that we're experiencing right now. How do we bring enthusiasm into the new day?
And so that is a prayer called Revive Your Enthusiasm for Each New Day. So this is long, but I'm going to cut it. Today is not just another day that piles on from yesterday. Today is a brand new day because I'm breathing, I'm alive, and I can tap into endless possibilities. And how grand is that? Just like the weather is never the same, things in nature are always changing and everything is moving in the universe. I welcome this brand new day. And I ask that I may look at this day with brand new eyes, not assuming it will be like yesterday. Revive my enthusiasm and let that spill over into everything I do without taking for granted the little miracles of life, forgetting to be grateful for every little thing, and most of all, for the gift of my life. Help me make this day a brand new day. No matter the circumstances of my life, let me find the newness in myself and break down the walls that I have built between me, my heart, and others. And it goes on and on, but I'll just wrap it up by saying, and it says, I forgive myself for thinking that I've been denied or left behind, whatever voice inside of me that has been undermining me and whispering fear and self-doubt into my ears, I silence it. Help me trust that I'm one breath away from knowing that the conditions of my life can be transformed with the power of the Spirit to experience more grace, more ease, more loving, and yes, more joy. I dare to let my heart soften and open up to love. Isn't that the key to life, letting your heart soften?
Absolutely, and opening to love and knowing that we are worthy to receive it. My guest, Agape Stassinopoulos, her brand new book, Speaking with Spirit, 52 Prayers to Guide, Inspire, and Uplift You. We'll be back with more of Agape after these words on the Om Times Radio Network.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
So I'm a cat. And I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this week, my dear friend, Agape Stassinopoulos, talking about her brand new book, Speaking with Spirit, 52 Prayers to Guide, Inspire, and Uplift You. Agape, you have this beautiful poem that you wrote in your book about moving in with you. Please share that with us.
Yes, this is a poem, Victor, that I wrote one afternoon overlooking the Aegean in the island of Mykonos. And I was gazing, in the Aegean Sea over the vista, and I just felt this presence, enveloped and beauty. And I've always, all my life, has struggled with some kind of a homesickness, not from Greece or but a loneliness, like when I would be by myself. And this is the poem, it's called Coming Home. I used to be so lonely. Lonely at my house, lonely when I got back to sleep, lonely when I was alone. When I was with people, I was never lonely, but when by myself, loneliness would hit my home. And then one day I heard a voice, "Why don't you move in? I live alone too. You would like it here. Move in with me." I looked around and it was me talking to me. My house was empty. "Wow," I said. "I left that beautiful place a long time ago, going out looking for others to fill my home, and I left my house empty. Move in with me. You'll like it here. You'll never have to pay rent. I'll never evict you. You'll be my honored guest. I know you, your likes, your dislikes, your little quintessential idiosyncrasies. I know you. I'll treat you nice and kind and give you lots of space. Move in. Come on, move in with me." I looked into my eyes, my heart, and saw the love for me. I surrendered. I opened the door and moved in into my empty house that I had left a long time ago. It was exactly as I left it. It had just missed me. I moved in and never left, and never felt alone anymore, for my house filled with love once I accepted such a kind invitation.
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
I know, and I feel like my prayer for all of us is that we move in with ourselves. And basically, what has plagued us humans, what is unhappiness but a separation from self? So that we love ourselves, or we like ourselves, or we accept ourselves conditionally. Conditionally. Once I do this, once I feel that, once I have this, once I am like this, once I have less weight, once I pay off my debts, once I have a better job, once I find my partner who really loves me, once I have a better way of being with people, whatever it is, if we stop and we say, "This is it. This is me, unadorned, open, vulnerable, magnificent in my humanness and in my divinity," and I ask that any separation between me and me, all of my inadequacies, all of my dark children, as we call them, the unhappiness, the sadness, the sorrow, the grief, the anxieties, the worries. Yes, okay, come in. I am going to be a gracious hostess. Move in with all of you. And if we do, it is heaven on earth.
We give ourselves your name. We give ourselves agape. We give ourselves unconditional love.
That's right. And Victor, I think I was named agape, unconditional love, because that is what I've come to learn. I think not just to come to teach, but I've come to learn unconditional love for myself. And I think that's the hardest thing in a way, and I think what prayer helps us is to open up the gates to the love, to the loving, to this deep, to seep in, like a tea bag in the water, to seep in all the way, and to let yourself, like you said in the break, embody your soul. Not vaguely know you have a soul. Embody your soul. How do you embody your soul? And prayer helps you do that. And I allow people, my friends, to pray for you. Allow others to pray for you. You pray for others. And that's, we can enrich each other so much, so much.
Absolutely. Your book has 52 prayers, wonderful prayers that cover virtually every aspect of life, including finding a new job, including financial questions, so many different ones. But so many have lost loved ones since this pandemic and are grieving.
Yes.
We know that grief is unique to everyone. There's no right way or wrong way to grieve. How may prayer lift the spirit of grieving?
So, yes, Victor, this is chapter 44, Finding Comfort and Grace in the Loss of a Loved One. So whoever has lost someone or someone you know, here is a prayer. Dear beloved, I open my heart to you so I can find comfort in the pain of losing my loved one. I wonder how I will be able to go on without the love of this special person in my life. I ask that you may touch where all my tears, sadness, and pain sit. I feel at a loss as to how to ask for what I need, for I don't know what it is. What I really need is for the person I love to be with me, and it is so hard for me to believe that I can go on without them or accept that they're gone. I ask for whatever relief, insight, and awareness can be given to help me get through this loss, this sadness, and grief with grace. Help me reach out to others that love me and allow their love to heal me. Allow me to know that your love for me is there as well right now. For the part of me that is hurting, I ask to give myself permission to release the pain and to let my tears flow in their fullness. In all this, I ask for your grace. I ask for patience and tenderness with myself. I allow the miracle of time to show me that the love we have for each other will never die, and that I may feel their presence touch upon me, comfort me, and bring me greater awareness that they are alive in their soul. I trust that my prayer is heard in the silence. I lift my heart to be at peace and comforted by you. So be it.
And we are comforted by all of the wonderful prayers and your wisdom that you share in your new book, Speaking with Spirit, 52 Prayers to Guide, Inspire, and Uplift You. Agape, please tell our listeners one more time where they can get your book and find out more about you.
Anywhere that books are sold, online, in person, you can, with a click, have this book in 2 days in your hands. And you can go on my website, wakeuptothejoyofyou.com, and you'll see the book right there, and you can order it, and you can also follow me on Instagram, Agape Sees, in Facebook, in LinkedIn, but stay in touch. I'm also going to give you my email, which is agape@unbindingtheheart.com. AGAPI at unbindingtheheart.com. I have guided meditations that I did for Wake Up to the Joy of You, which I would love to send you. I sent about 8 or 9 as my gift. And if you would like to share with me your thoughts after you've had a chance to read the book or prayers or what you would like to hear more of, always you can reach me at agape@unbindingtheheart. And please, when you get the book, put a picture on, share it with your friends, tell them about it and post about it or however you want to share. But let the love of prayer go around and pray for anything in the moment, just to help you shift into a higher vibration. It's this beautiful phrase that I love, that heaven is not a location, it is a vibration. And that vibration we can get to right now. Let us ask for the higher vibration in each person who is listening to be lifted, to open up the gate, to open up the doorway from our consciousness, from our third eye, into health, wealth, abundance, prosperity, reaches from inside, to know that you are a soul and your soul is present, and let your soul show up in your life and do your life with you. We are never alone, and we're always learning about that. I have a phrase that I would tattoo in my forehead if I could, which is, God is my partner. And with that, my friends, I send you off to a wonderful day, whatever time you're listening, to have a day where you soar with your God, with your presence, lifting yourself and others with every breath, and you will be fulfilling your purpose, your beautiful, sweet purpose on this earth. That's all it's about.
Agape, my dear friend, thank you for lifting our spirits and raising our vibration this evening.
Thank you, my dear Victor, for always honoring me and your work and my work, and whatever you do touches so many people. Thank you for your warmth and your generosity, and all my love back to you, and hope very soon we'll be able to have a real person-to-person hug.
Absolutely. And thank you for joining us on Destination Unlimited. I'm Victor, the voice, Furman. Have a wonderful week.